Hey y'all, welcome to Ugly Truth, the podcast. I am your host, Jasmine, and I have a special guest here. I'm going to give her the opportunity to introduce herself to you guys.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ashley LaFavor. I am your certified personal development coach. I am a home health care provider, and I am a mother of two. And so I am super excited, Jasmine, to be here on your podcast. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you for joining me. We met, how long has it been, Ashley? About, 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Been 2 years now.
It's been 2 years. We met, and we've just been click tight ever since. Yes. And I've just been enjoying, like, our sisterhood and how we have started this whole retreat thing. So, if you guys do not know, we're having a retreat this month in April, 14th through the 16th, we'll be in Orlando, Florida, having a retreat, a reset, and refocus. And if you guys have not gotten your ticket, please get your ticket. It's going to be so amazing, and you will want to be in the room.
Yes, yes, it's going to be nice. I'm super excited because, you know, sometimes you meet, women come together. It's one thing to connect and grow that sisterhood, but when you collaborate on something that's so powerful, and it's going to be awesome. So, yes. Make sure y'all get y'all ticket. Make sure you come. It's going to be a nice setting. It's going to be more connections made. So definitely.
Yes, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. We're almost there. And we've been just getting everything together and just the whole journey and the progress of it. It ain't been so easy, but, you just enjoy the whole process of it. And I've been enjoying it. And I'm just ready to see everything come together and for us to have fun. And reset and refocus and just meet some new women.
Yes.
And just empower them because that's what we're here to do. That.
Amen. Amen. Hey, it's always about the impact. Any way you can impact someone in your day-to-day life, that's what it's about. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait. So this week's episode is about knowing when to let your soul rest. This topic came up because I actually have a Bible study. Every Tuesday, we do Bible study. And I remember, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, you talked about soul resting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's just been heavy on my heart ever since. I've been, like, in this space where I've been allowing my soul to rest. Amen. And I think I didn't know how important, I didn't know how much it was needed. Wow. Until you had that discussion with us.
That is good. Yeah, soul resting is definitely needed. I know God laid that on my heart to share it with you guys, as well as I also had to do that. You know, that was part of my journey in resetting. A lot of times, you know, we do talk about the self-care, the self-love, but sometimes people are doing those things to give themselves, you know, that self-care time, but their soul is still crying out. Mm-hmm. And so that's how God laid it on my heart, where we're in autopilot a lot of times. And yeah, you may say, you know what, I'm going to take a day off and I'm going to rest and, you know, maybe go treat myself. But your soul is still tired. Your soul is crying out for more than just treating yourself to a spa day or sitting and resting. Sometimes you really just need to sit with God. Mm-hmm. To me, that is really the divine connection of your soul being rested, because you can't really, you know, you can't self-care yourself out of whatever it is that your soul is seeking. If that makes sense.
No, that makes plenty of sense. And that's exactly how I have been feeling. Like, I've been, you know, taking the time to just take a break from everything. Mm-hmm. But my soul was still, like, wanting something else.
Yes.
And at first, I could not pinpoint, like, okay, God, I feel you tugging on me, but what are you trying to tell me? Yes. And it was like I got clarity in Bible study that day that you're telling me I need to focus more on you and allow my soul to just rest and relax and release. And like you said, that's deeper than you know, going to get a pedicure or taking yourself shopping or going out to eat. You have to sit in it and you have to be in it and you have to talk to God.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
That's what I noticed I wasn't doing. I had stopped talking. I was praying. You know how you be like, God, I don't have much to say, but please hear my heart. But yes. I had so much to say. I was just not. I was just running, running, running that I forgot to sit down and talk to God as I talk to people.
Amen. I love how you said that, Jasmine. That's good because, yes, that's, you know, and I think because a lot of times we hear people's like, journal it, you know, write it out or pray. But prayer is sometimes I think even in prayer, sometimes we go into prayer just for our request or we go into prayer like, God, heal my heart or God, transition me. Well, let's dive deeper into what it is that your heart really is needing, what really is going on within your heart. You know, I know for me with my soul rest, I had to really sit and, like you say, talk with God, but also be vulnerable with him. Mm-hmm. About what was going on the inside of me with things, even the things that are the ugly sides, you know, like, God, I'm feeling very anxious. And why am I feeling anxious? You know, and God mm-hmm. began to really tap into showing me where the root of that anxiety was coming from. It was a lot of things that I still had not really healed from. Or not really dealt with, you know, we kind of throw that stuff in the back.
Yeah.
You know? So mm-hmm. I definitely like how you said that. You do have to talk with him. And I would just add, when you're talking with him, be vulnerable with him, you know, just like you talk to your homegirls. It's the same way you can talk to him, you know? I think we have to come to God with like a perfect way. And we don't. We just come and the same way we're having our girl time is the same way you can sit with God and just let it out. And sometimes you may not have words. Sometimes you may sit and your cry will speak for you. Your cry will let out. And I know for me, it's times I've just cried out. I didn't have words to say. And I'll just say, God, I am so hurt and I am so broken right now. And God, I am dealing with this thorn in my heart in this area, and I'm not asking you to take it away. I think sometimes we want it to be taken away because we want that bandage on it, but yeah, talking with him will help.
Yeah, like you said, crying, you know, everybody don't really cry, or they don't like to cry because in their head or what they've been taught, that it's a sign of weakness. But crying is actually you releasing your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
The strongest people cry. And I had to learn to be like, okay, I'm strong for crying because I'm a crier. Like, I cry whether I'm sad, mad, happy. I just cry. I'm just a very emotional person. And I used to try and hide that until God started working on me. And I was able to, I'm a crier. And there's people out here that wish they could cry. But because you can do that so easily, like you have something in you that others are trying to get out of them.
Amen. So and I would even say it's not even emotional. You're not an emotional person. I think some people in the, you know, world has put that stereotype, like you say, oh, you're an emotional person if you cry. Like you say, tears come from various different things. I laugh when I got tear up. When I'm laughing, I have tears of joy. You know, sometimes it could be a moment. I've watched maybe a show or something that just be dear to my heart, and maybe it'll take me back to a moment when I'm just more in gratitude and thankful. So my tears may come from, wow, Lord, look what you've done for me. And then, yeah, you have those release cries where you're trying to release something. And to be honest, that's you letting that burden out and giving it over to him, because it's healing. It's really release. You know how you mm-hmm. carrying bricks on your back? Like people can cry. I think that the main thing that is keeping a stronghold onto people is the control. When you don't want to cry, it's not that you're really strong. You really aren't not strong, but you just don't want to let go of control. And so mm-hmm. most people that don't like to show that they have weak or express those times is because they want to be social. They want to stay in control. And that's how we come to God at times. So we go to him and we're still trying to be strong when in that moment, and you're sitting with him, even in your prayer time, it's not about you coming in to be strong. God says, I will give you strength. So when you're weak, I will give you strength. You don't have to be strong. But I think, like you say, the world has this, you know, kind of put that stereotype on people. So it makes them feel like that's what they got to do.
Yeah. So what would be some ways that you like to allow for someone that may be like, okay, what should I do? I don't know where to go to let my soul rest or where to start. How do you start yours? Like, what do you do?
I would say starting, got to be honest with yourself. Recognizing mm-hmm. it. I think that's the number one thing is first recognizing that there's a void and it has nothing to do with, like I say, I used to quote unquote self-heal through like, oh, I'm gonna go get me a drink or I'm gonna go treat myself to something or things like that. Well, none of that was it. So me owning up to, hey, something is really bothering you and you're depleted. And you know when you're depleted because you have a different kind of feeling. You can't fight it off. Like you say, you're in a tug of war. So for me, was recognizing it first. And then once I recognized it, sitting with the emotion of it, whatever it was, self-reflecting on what it was that I was feeling. Not fighting against the emotion. So
yeah, I think that's good.
Mm-hmm. You can't fight against what you're truly feeling on the inside. And I remember sitting, and I still do it, you know, because as we're always evolving, you're going to always have those, you know, a lot of times we talk about elevation and good things. Well, it's still even in elevation where it's times where your soul still gets a little tired. And at that moment, I realized like, oh, wait a minute, you know, God, have I not drifted away from you, but have I maybe I didn't sit in prayer longer that day like I normally do, or something I missed in the process that got me to that place of who. And sometimes life can have you moving and moving and moving. And you're like, okay, well, I prayed. Okay, I got up. You can get in a routine with God. And that's what God had to deal with me. Like he didn't need a routine. So I had to break out of that routine and get back to just the intimacy part of it.
Okay. So for me, I know for me to do it every day, but I'm not going to lie. Probably don't get there as much as I should.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to do it a week or twice at least. So, like, the weekend is when I'm, like, sitting down and able to allow my soul to rest. How often do you do it? Or would you recommend someone to do it?
I would say recommending someone is really completely... I would say go with however you're led to. Mm-hmm. I know for me, you have to know yourself. You have to know, learn yourself. Learn, you know, what depletes you, what's taken away. For me, is realizing what was taking so much of my time. Because really, when your soul is yearning something, or you're really depleted, is because you're giving your time to so much things mm-hmm. at once. And so I had to start decreasing from things and really setting boundaries within myself. But for me, how I keep my soul uplifted is every day I have made it a lifestyle to sit with God. Mm-hmm. Whether it's me sitting and I'm journaling, whether it's me saying my declarations, sitting and taking that time and not rushing through it, like really sitting and dedicating time to just sit in his presence. So for me, I've sacrificed to dedicate getting up at a specific time to sit in his presence. and really just sit. Sometimes I'll just go and sit before I go into worship or before I go into journaling and all that other stuff. I'll just sit. And sometimes I'll get up and I may be tired or, and guess what? When I'm in those tired moments, I follow my body and I'll go back and maybe rest a little bit. And then I'll get up and I get back in that same posture. So I will just say and recommend to anybody is you have to follow your own direction when it comes to your soul resting. Mm-hmm. However, I will say dedicate more of your time and your focus to the Father. I will recommend that because that is the only way you're going to really be able to understand truly, truly where's the void at. And he will reveal it to you. So in me being able to let things go, he started revealing to me what was taking so much of my space and what was causing me to feel restless and depleted and frustrated, all of those things.
Right. I agree. And I'm learning now that doing so much and being around people and in the world, that, like you said, you just have to find that time to sit with God and hear his voice, because he's the one that he wants us to seek him more than the world. Amen. And the things we're doing. Yeah. And that's something that he's currently working on me with. And we just had a discussion this morning. And I'm like, God, I see you. I hear you.
Yeah. And I think, too, they've made this motto of, you know, people think that because you're busy doing a whole lot of things, you could be busy doing a lot and still not getting a lot of stuff done. Just because you're moving. That's the word right there. And I learned that about 2 years ago, that's when I really started seeing so much breakthrough in my life, like mm-hmm. real freedom. And I'm not just saying financial freedom, all that, like, because they talk about that so much, but real freedom, real peace mentally, physically, in my health. Like, my weight used to be up and down. I used to be like, well, Lord, I'm working out. Why this ain't happen? Because again, I was moving on autopilot. I was really able to enjoy what life really offered with what it is that I'm doing, you know, because what's to do things to work, but then you can't really enjoy the luxuries of the stuff that God has even gifted you to do. You know, God has given you children. He's given you a family or whatever it is to enjoy things in the world. It's not that he doesn't mm-hmm. want us to be in the world. However, we live in the society where nowadays it's like, oh, you got to have multiple streams of income. Well, what if God gave you one particular business and he showed you how to maximize in that one business, multiple streams of income, where you are working smarter, probably not as so crazy, crazy busy, but you're still producing and getting the same fruit as if somebody that's sitting out here busting 12, 24 hours and they're restless and they're depleted.
Right.
You know, so you just have to really, I always say really run the race that God gives you. And you have to really tone out a lot of that mentality that the world does give you, because everybody's journey don't look the same. You know, mm-hmm. you got hustlers. And then you got real divine given gifted people, you know, that they may not been doing something for 20, 12, 16 hours a day, but they're producing like they did, you know, mm-hmm. which is why you have some people that can get on and do investments for 3 to 4 hours and produce a bulk of something than for a person that's like, man, I'm doing this. I got this going on. And that's where a lot of the confusion come in at. Like, most of the times when people's like, I'm depressed, I got anxiety going on, I'm confused, it's because you're doing too many things. So confusion comes in because you're out of alignment.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
That's my biggest suggestion to anybody that's listening. Like, don't let people pressure you to this whole, I call it a rat race, because if you think of a rat in general, what does rats do? When you look at them, they move quickly. They're quick. So don't try to be so quick, like move at a pace, which is why some people are really doing great in their journeys and they're very successful, but they don't recognize how successful they are or what they really have in front of them, because they're so busy on a rat race that they haven't even took the time to slow down and be like, wow, God, you took me from A to B to C. Like, they're not processing the steps, and that's where your soul gets tired at.
Right.
Because you're.
I agree. I was just about to say that a lot of soul resting does come from you and just enjoying where you are. You know, we be in that space where we want more. Like you said, you're doing all these businesses because you constantly want more. You want the things you see, oh, I got to get this by this. And it's causing you to be in this friction in your body. And you're wondering why. It's because you're not taking the time to just sit and enjoy what God has blessed you with.
Amen.
And that you really do have to do that. Allow your soul to just be at peace and to just rest with where you are and understand you're going to get, you know, where you're trying to get, but let's take it step by step. And I've been working on myself with that too, with just going day by day. Okay. Today is Monday. I'm going to concentrate on Monday. We're not going to concentrate on Friday.
That's right. And God says it in his word. You know, I'm a big, I walk by the word. I live the word. So I always say, listen, a lot of people quote scriptures, but I'm like, it's your GPS to your life. If you really apply it and really just, he says it in his word. Like I give you what you need for today. I ain't talking about tomorrow and the next day. And I think so much people are just over bombarded mentally because they're trying to achieve more than what God is just giving them there. And that's when pride comes in. That's when selfishness comes in. That's when frustration comes in because they haven't even mastered where God has them at. You know, I have a lot of people that say, man, I want to make $1 million, but they're not even thankful for, hey, what if God gave you $3,000 or $500? Like, you know, a lot of times people think having more money, and granted, God wants us to have and produce whatever it is that you desire, but not to the capacity to where you begin to idolize that so much that you lose focus of the vision of what it is that he's giving you. And so that's the biggest thing about your soul, is because people are not processing it. So many people are suffering and they're tired is because they're not processing in order. They're moving ahead of God versus moving with him. If you think God, even with the disciples in the Bible, he took them on a journey. They walked with him before he sent them out to do their mission. They walked with him. It wasn't fast. It was a process. It was a journey. So that's just my advice to, you know, your listeners, is listen, just take it one step at a time, process it, you know, whatever you're not feel that or you feel weak in, go seek. There's an avenue for everything you need. And understand you're not supposed to be equipped to do everything by yourself. Get help if you need to. I think that's another thing that messes up the soul, is because a lot of us are trying to do so much by ourselves and they're not giving it over. Again, you got to let that control down and say, who do I need to come in and help push and birth what I'm trying to birth.
Right. I agree. So if you are watching this, allow yourself to rest. And I'm not talking about get some sleep, but allow your soul to rest. Sit with God, be with God. And like you said, praying, meditating, journaling, and just hearing his voice, taking things day by day, living in the moment, being thankful for what you have, will help your soul rest. So allow your soul to get some rest.
Amen.
Actually, I do want to thank you. This is great. I'm full just by doing this. So
me
I
too.
Know it's going to touch so many. But before we leave, I'd like for my guests to give at least one piece of advice to my listeners. One thing that you would want to give anybody that came to you today and said, hey, I need some advice. Can you help me with that? What would you say?
I would say my advice. It's a lot of different things I can say, but one main thing I will say is be okay with letting yourself go. I think that's a word that everybody needs in this season. As we have stepped into a new month and we're all on different journeys, is being okay with letting yourself go, whatever that looks like for you. If it's letting yourself cry and you haven't cried, let yourself cry. Release it and put it into God's hands. Whatever it is, put it into his hands. He'll take care of it.
That's some good advice right there. And you do have prayer journals and like journals that could be helpful. How could we get those if we wanted to, you know, get us a copy to help us with allowing our soul to rest? Because journaling is very important.
Yes, journaling is. Journaling really helps you go back and, like you say, look back at where your process. A lot of times people don't realize what God is doing in their lives. And so the prayer journal pretty much is designed to allow you to self-reflect back on what God has done and where God is taking you. And so you can find it on www.ratchettorighteous.com. You can also find the journal, which is Ratchet to Righteous. It is on Amazon. It's in Walmart. It's on Target. And it is also in Barnes & Noble. You can just go to Google and type in Ratchet to Righteous, and it will pull up the journal, and you can purchase it there. And I hope the journal is a blessing to whoever gets it. It is very designed for you to sit with God in your alone time, focus on your devotionals, repentance, praying for others, gratitude, and also reflecting on your day-to-day.
Okay, and how could we find you? Because she has a podcast too, you guys, and it is great. I was on the episode. I watch it every week, and they just be dropping so many gems and things that we could apply to our life. So how could we reach you, find you? You also are an empowerment coach. You have sessions for that. So yes. Let us know how we can find you.
Well, thank you, Jasmine. I appreciate you bringing me onto your podcast and putting me on here. Always am grateful to just share anything that God places on my heart. But I have a YouTube podcast. You can find me at Ashlee, A-S-H-L-E-E. And you can type in my last name is LaFavre. You can just type that into the search box and it will pop up all of the YouTube lives with other amazing entrepreneurs, as well as Jasmine. She has an episode on there. And Ratchet to Righteous Empowerment is strictly a brand just about understanding that God does not need you to be perfect, that he can use your imperfect, your ratchet ways, your flaws, and he can make you whole, and he can use you out here in the earth, wherever he's called you, whether it's to the marketplace, behind a pulpit, if you're working on a job, if you're in school, wherever, God can use you, and he turns your pain into purpose. So you can find that on YouTube. And if you are looking for a life coach for personal development, business coaching, I can be found as well. You can connect with me on ratchettorighteous.com. You can put in an inquiry there, or you can connect with me on my Linktree. Is this the Linktree link in / my first and last name, Ashlee LaFavre? And it has all of my links there as well.
And you guys, that will be at the bottom of the episode. So y'all make sure y'all go follow and see what she has in store. She has some amazing things coming up. But I do want to thank you for being on this episode with me, Ashlee. This is
thank you.
I took a break, so you are my starter episode, and I'm very grateful to have you here. Because you always have, anytime we're in each other's presence, you always have some words to just fill me up. And Amen. That's something I need in this lifetime, friends that I can fill up and they can fill me up back. So yes. I'm very grateful to have you part of my life.
Thank my you. Episode. Well, guess You're what? Welcome. I'm happy to you fill me up as well. And like you say, we need sisterhood to fill each other, pour each other cup. And you guys, make sure you guys come to our retreat, because we are definitely going to be pouring into you guys cup and having some fun. And it will be a space where you can be vulnerable. You can cry out if you need to. We will laugh. We will eat, because I know y'all like to eat. And we definitely will be doing some meditations and speaking, you know, affirmations and declaring things over our life. And we need sisterhood for it. So make sure you guys go to the Ultimate Faith and SelfHealingRetreat.com and make sure you connect with me and Jasmine as we're doing this new journey together. And please come if you are in the Florida area.
Yes, please do. We're going to have a good time. And I want y'all there to enjoy it with us. But until next time, you guys, see y'all later.
Bye, y'all.